News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterble Show. 704-570-1110. And I was just talking about the arachnid trafficking. And we got a call about it. And so I'm gonna take this call straight up because Spencer's been holding on patiently and I wanted to get his take. Okay, so Spencer, welcome to the show. It's good to have you back. As you heard, we were sharing the story out of the Daily Beast and of course the MSN news site that says, you know, that you've got a lot of trafficking going on with arachnids, with spiders, and people are concerned about this. I don't know why anybody would want a spider for a pet, but then again, who am I to judge? It's a crazy mixed up world. Spencer, I understand you had a pet spider. Is that what happened?
Well, no, it was like 500.
You had 500?
Yeah, me and a crazy friend of mine. He actually had a good business. He was making ties down in Lancaster, South Carolina. He had a tie shop.
Right.
He also had Amway, so you know where that's going.
Oh, that's cool.
He got this wild idea to go to Brownsville, Texas, and bring back tarantula spiders.
What?
To sell as pets in a pet shop. And he had two pet shops in Charlotte that had committed to try to sell these things. And they're, you know, they're innocuous little beings. They just sit there and you feed them a cricket every month or so, and they're fine with that.
Uh-huh.
We drove from Lancaster, South Carolina to Brownsville, Texas in 24 hours.
Well, I would drive it very quickly as well. Was the vehicle filled with spiders? I mean,
it was filled with empty Coke crates and Dixie cups with lids on them.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
We got down to Brownsville, and these people that lived in Brownsville, they were deathly afraid of these things. They're not poisonous, but they were deathly afraid of them. They were paying us to get them out of their yards.
How did they had 500 spiders in their yard?
Well, you know, we spent about a week down there, so we were going yard to yard, and they would let us use their garden hoses and stuff. You know, you run water down in the hole, and the spider comes up to the top of the hole, and you stick the Dixie cup over the top of the hole, and you run a bayonet down under the spider and push, and the spider thinks that the Dixie cup is part of the hole, and he runs up into the bottom of the cup, and you turn it over and slam the lid on. It's got a little straw hole so they can breathe. And you put them in these little wooden Coca-Cola crates. You remember those things?
Yeah, I remember those things. Absolutely. Hold on a minute.
By the way, the time period here, we're talking 1972.
So this is a long time ago.
We were probably the first ones that tried to do this.
This is incredible. Look, you mentioned the use of a bayonet. That's outstanding. Who is talking about bayonets to go and get arachnids? Now, I'm endlessly fascinated by this. So you got them, eventually you got them loaded up into the styrofoam cups.
Actually, they were paper cups. Paper Dixie cups.
Okay, so you got them in the car
back then.
Well, that's true. That's right. That's true. But you were much kinder to the environment.
But we had this Dodge van, and it was slammed full of these Coke crates and spiders. And coming back, I had a little bit of a heavy foot.
Oh no!
Got stopped by the Texas Rangers.
Oh my gosh! Right. They don't play.
In a cop car, you know, he pulls up and says, "All right, now, this was back in my hippie days, you know, 20s, you know, Winston Churchill said, if you're not
a socialist liberal, when you're young, a liberal when you're young, right?
Yeah, you have no heart. Well, I was all full of heart, but the guy stopped us. My hair was down to the middle of my chest, blonde, stringy, long hair. And he got us out of the truck, and he said, "All right, I got you. You're going to have go up the river for drugs, and, you know, all this kind of stuff." And he opens up the back, and he pulls out one of these cups and takes the lid off, and the spider runs up his arm.
Whoa!
And he, like, had a duck dancing around and everything. And fortunately for me and Danny, we had these backers with us. One was a doctor from Lancaster, and one was a lawyer from Lancaster.
Uh-huh.
And this lawyer had the wherewithal to contact the attorney generals in every state we were going through.
Wow.
And get permission to transport
the spider. Oh, my gosh.
So so they had to let us go. But of course, he gave me a ticket for a, what was it, $100 or so. That was a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, yeah.
Two. But, you know, we had a grand old time and got back to somewhere between Greenville and Spartanburg, and the truck caught fire. It was one of those Dodge vans that has the motor between the front seat.
Yeah.
And you had to get into the to put the oil in through that little cover between the front two seats.
Yeah.
And Danny pulled that car over and the truck over and pulled that cover off, and he started beating the thing out with his jacket, and he finally got the fire out. And so we were stuck there on the side of the interstate, and these two, you know, the lawyer and the doctor were just upset. And I said, well, you know, we got all this hose that we got from these people. Why don't we just run the hose between the bumper on the Lincoln and the bumper on the Dodge van, and we can just pull it up to the next exit. So we did that.
Yeah.
Got into a service station that just happened to be there, and there was a mechanic in there doing plugs and points on a Chrysler that was the same engine. And so I went and got the plugs and points and everything, and took the burnt stuff out of the Dodge van and put what they had abandoned in the Dodge van, and it cranked up, and we drove on back to Lancaster, South Carolina, and found out then that the pet shops had backed out.
No kidding.
So we had 500 tarantulas, nowhere to sell them, and you know where we ended up selling about half of them?
Where?
Infinity's End.
Wow.
You know what Infinity's End is, right?
But please clarify for the audience.
That's the local head shop.
I got you.
Right?
I got you. Okay, so wait. So how much did you net off this caper, Spencer?
Oh, how do get-rich-quick schemes usually turn out?
You lose everything.
Yeah. We ended up selling about half of them through Infinity's End and sold the other half to a biological supply company up in Asheville that pickled them and sent them out as dissecting specimens.
Wow, look at this. You guys were spider traffickers before it was cool, Spencer.
Yep.
And you know what? Let me tell you. You're the call of the day, man. This may be the call of the week.
Hello.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
Congratulations. You're the caller of the day. Brought to you by High Performance Real Estate Advisors.
Spencer, thank you so much for sharing with us, man.
Yep. I knew you'd like that.
That's a good story, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man.
Thanks.